say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Hey, good morning, my friends. We've got Jim Featherstone with us this morning. We're going to be talking a little bit of a free-range conversation. A little bit of music there from Joe and Woody and the boys of the Road Crew. A little bit of road trip inspiration for you. Great music at roadcrew66.com. And if you're looking for a destination, well, how about the AAA Route 66 Road Fest coming up in Tulsa on the 22nd, the weekend of the 22nd? And, of course, there's some big doings in Tucumcari this weekend. Down at the depot is, I believe, the fourth weekend of every month. You can find out information about all that at all the great things in Tucumcari at visittucumcarinm.com. And, well, if you're staying in Tucumcari, say hello to Mr. David Brenner for me down at the Roadrunner Lodge. That's my go-to place when I'm on the road and when I'm in Tucumcari. Dave has done a tremendous job of creating a 1960s time capsule. A lot of fun there in Tucumcari. Hey, Mr. Jim Featherstone, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you today?
You know, I'd have to be dead a week for it to get better than this.
And happy Father's Day also.
Thank you, Jim. So, how is the world treating you folks? You doing all right?
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. Can't complain. Things are, in my opinion, getting better. As it, you know, a couple of years ago, you and I were talking how we wouldn't be surprised that Godzilla would just pop up and, you know, wouldn't surprise us one bit if that happened.
Oh, God, yes. It's hard to believe the apocalypse was just a few years ago, and it seems like every day we were dealing with great news stories of murder hornets and meth gators and all kinds of crazy things. You know, I really wanted to talk to you about your project One Stop 66. You were one of the first to be promoting Route 66 centennial material, and I really like the way you have worked to build a sense of community by giving a shout out to Route 66 businesses. And by offering merchandise from different people, giving them a little bit of a boost. That's really a wonderful project.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I always like helping other people, promoting their businesses, because especially over the pandemic, these businesses need all the help they can get right now because they took such a huge hit. Sadly, we lost a few businesses because of it, and we got to support the ones that are left and get them back to what they were before the pandemic.
Everything changed, whether we like it or not. I mean, from education to politics to travel, everything is now different. Is that your website is onestop66.com?
That's correct. We actually have it redirected it to our Facebook page. Because the website actually wasn't getting that many hits, and we weren't selling as many shirts. And we actually sell more shirts at Ryburn's place in Bloomington, Illinois, than we ever have. I mean, I think in 1 month we sold more than we have since we started the business. So we just have the URL redirected to Facebook now, to the page, and I doubt if anyone really noticed. So... We still have the URL, but it's Facebook now.
Ah, very good, very good. Well, you know, we need to get those out in other locations along the road, I suppose, don't we?
Yes, we do. I think we do. We definitely need an area, I think, in the West, and then maybe even somewhere in the middle somewhere. And I think it'll happen. It's just trying to figure out how to make it happen and how to get the product down there, because, of course, I'm paranoid that, you know, we send it down there, and as it's in transit, something happens.
Yeah, shipping is kind of erratic, and then of course the cost of shipping is pretty difficult.
Yes, it's
got kind of cost prohibitive, really.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous how much stuff costs to ship these days, and it's not even reliable shipping either. I mean, I ship stuff from work, and you know, it's like, no, I might get there next week, it might be next month.
Yeah. That is something, you know, a lot of these cracks started before COVID, but it's just really impressive. I just am astounded some of the shipping. And it's become kind of comedic if you start tracking your packages on when they've been shipped. That can be quite a comedic episode. I bought a product from a company, and I started tracking it. And it started out in Little Rock, Arkansas, and which is on, you know, pretty much I-40. If I step out in my front yard and on a windy day, I can spit and hit I-40. And the package went up and down I-40 to Flagstaff, then went up to Vegas, then went to Albuquerque. We went up down an I-40 for 2 weeks. And like I said, I can spit and hit Route 66 from here, or I-40. You've also got, I really like what you're doing with the Route 66 Centennial project you've started.
Yes. I grabbed a Facebook link, 66 Centennial, I think in October of last year, thinking I would use it. And I just launched it up for fun. I have a couple ideas of what I want to do. I got to talk to, you know, the true boss in charge, my wife, and about some ideas that I have. And have other yep. input. I don't know. I just launched it. I put some links on there that I had. And
did we lose you there, Jim? I think we did. Oh, my, we lost Jim. Ah, well, there he is. We lost you for a minute there, Mr. Jim.
Oh, so I was talking, no one listening. That's how I feel like
I You know, I go through that all the time where I'm talking and no one's listening. Let's start that over again. We were talking about your Route 66 Centennial Initiative.
Yeah, so, I grabbed 66 Centennial on Facebook last October. The URL we have on our search is 66centennial.com. And originally it linked to part of our page on One Stop. And it's like, you know, again, it's not getting as many hits as I thought it would. And Facebook, everyone's on Facebook. Who isn't on Facebook? It's kind of like car insurance. It's a necessary evil these days.
Yes. And,
So I had to go to the 66 Centennial page, and I'm just hoping put some news up there and have other people input. I might actually have people input it, information on it, and even have it like come from their business page. So then their business also gets promoted. That's just some of the ideas I have in mind. I just made it public, I think, a couple of days ago. So I'm still playing around with it.
Well, yeah, this is really a needed situation. We need a clearinghouse. And one of the problems, one of the things that surprises me, and I've longed for this for a long time, we need a recreation of the old U.S. Highway 66 Association that Cyrus Avery had, kind of a chamber of commerce for the Route 66 community. And we've had quite a few organizations pop up over the years, but none have been able to quite bring that unity to the Route 66 community. And we need a clearinghouse for the centennial, because the initiatives and the projects, it's becoming a tsunami, and it's growing exponentially. And another thing that I envision for your Route 66 Centennial Initiative is a focal point for media, because I'm finding a lot of media is struggling to find information. They're trying to find contacts about the centennial. So I think this is a very needed situation.
Yeah, I think so too. If it's all in one spot, that way everyone could get also all the information from there. I'm hoping to get contacts, and I mean, I'm just lucky that I know people who know people. I mean, Jeff Ladd, he's been a great friend. If you ever heard the story of how I met him, it's kind of funny. It was a red carpet years ago, and I saw him. It's like, I know that guy. And I think he's part of the 66 community. I think he's with the mill and stuff. I chased him down like he was a celebrity, and I was a wacko photographer trying to get information. And we've been friends ever since. So he's kind of been my mentor, how to get info. He's helped me get info for the 66 Centennial Facebook page. And he's been a big help. And there's just so many other people. Terry Ryburn. I mean, if a roadie doesn't know who she is, they're probably not a true roadie. She's also a huge help at pointing me in the right direction with things. So I think eventually it'll get there.
It's really intriguing. The Route 66 community is extremely generous. They're very good at networking and putting things together, but yet we still can't seem to create that sense of community. I find that kind of fascinating. But time and time again, we find Route 66 is just really difficult to describe. It becomes a family. You mentioned Terry Ryburn and some of the others. Just a quick example of the things that this Route 66 community works, the generosity. I just had an Australian couple here in Kingman I was talking with. And she had wanted to buy an item in Amarillo. And the price was a little more than she wanted to spend, but she really wanted it. She hem-hawed 3, 4, 5 days. She finally called back to Texas, back to the store. She bought it, but was concerned about shipping. The lady said she couldn't just close the store and go to the post office. They contacted Dora at Texas Ivy. She picked it up for the people, and Bob Lyle mailed it for them. It's amazing how the Route 66 community works like that.
Oh, it really is. And then you got people like Penny Black, who I don't know how many times she tells me, I got such and such staying with me for the night. It's like she has her own almost little hotel at her house. She's always having people stay over. She passes out. McJerry's booked out to everybody. I mean, she bought more books and gave away more books than I think everybody in the 66 community combined. Because she's always helping someone out.
Yeah, it's really impressive. The Centennial, I'm getting more and more excited every day about the Centennial. There's an awakening along the road that's pretty impressive. And the thing with Route 66, too, that I find of interest is the number of young people. And at my point in life, anybody under 50 is considered one of the youngsters. But the young folks who are quitting jobs or changing careers, and they're doing things like opening a shop on Route 66. They're getting involved with tours. They're renovating a property like Roman Rich there at the Shamrock Court in Missouri. It's really kind of exciting. There's an infectious enthusiasm about this Route 66 Centennial.
Yeah, and Rich has done a lot for the community. I remember when he got voted in as president of the association. We actually, my wife and I, made a special trip just to help vote him in. And it was pretty exciting seeing him get that spot that he deserved. And he's doing a lot.
He really is. Tommy and Glenda Pike. You know, they did wonderful things with the Missouri Association, but it was time to pass the torch. We needed young blood in there. We needed a new vision, and we got that with Roman Rich. And we've got a lot of this on the road. Yourself, your charming wife. We've got Reese Martin and Sam out in Oklahoma. We're starting to see a new generation come up and take the reins from us old farts.
Yep. Yeah, it's just actually the last red carpet we want on this. I've seen more and more young people, and it's good because we need it. And just seeing these young kids that get excited over, you know, the little dollar bills they were handing out at the red carpet this past year, this year, and is hopefully there's hope to get to keep this going.
Yeah, and we're at 66, and there, you know, it's we don't want to become myopic. You get myopic, and you become so narrow minded you can look down a beer bottle with both eyes. And people, young people getting involved with Route 66, take this other places. I was just recently, one of the things I do now when I'm on speaking tours, I try to arrange programs for schools and work with schools. And I'm really honored by this and proud of this young man, but a fella down in Chandler, 12 years old. We got to talking a little bit about Route 66. And he, for Christmas, he's like, say, he's 12 years old. He had his parents buy one of my books. And I've been staying in touch with him. He developed for a history day, a Route 66 theme project. He won the state championship, and he's headed for the Nationals. And I thought, well, that's impressive. Very, very impressive. Will you be at the Miles of Possibility conference in Bloomington Normal this October?
As of right now, we will be. I requested a time off for work, and so is Stacy. So we should be there. And I actually put the request in, I think, back in February or March when we found out when it was, just so no one else took those days for work.
Yeah. It should be a good conference. I understand Marian Pavel will be there from Touch Media out of Bratislava, Slovakia, talking about some Route 66 centennial projects that he's involved with the navigation app and the Mother Road Route 66 passport and some other interesting projects will be discussed. You mentioned getting time off from work. What is the full-time job, Jim?
I work for actually a cybersecurity company. I deal with technicians. I sometimes feel like I'm a glorified babysitter with them. But that's what I deal with all the technicians fixing stuff, sending them out. About 2 weeks ago, a company had a ransomware attack, and we got them back up and running. And so that's what I do. Hopefully I'll advance into the company a little bit more. I enjoy it. I feel like I left my old company. I got laid off. It was a blessing in disguise because I'm enjoying this place a lot more than I ever enjoyed working.
Well, you know, it's a cybersecurity. This whole that has become a huge. You mentioned the ransom situation. Boy, that has become a real plague, and so much of this can be easily prevented if people just take a little bit of time to think and be careful.
Yeah, and I think if people just actually cared, I feel like there's just too many people out there that just don't care. They don't think it'll happen to them. And then when it's happened, they ask me, oh, something happens. Like, you know, this is out of my expertise now. I warned you ahead of time. You're on your own. But that's the thing. People just don't care. And it's kind of scary, actually, because it's getting worse, especially with artificial intelligence. How they're using artificial intelligence to make, like, they could use your program to sound like you, Jim. And yeah. So you're telling me, hey, I need $500 in Amazon gift cards. Can you send them to me? And it sounds like you. And it's getting that scary.
Yeah, I was just watching a program where they were recording voices and manipulating with artificial intelligence and doing exactly that, asking people for money. Boy, I tell you. It's added incentive to become an Amish farmer, I think. As a career move.
Yeah, cut yourself off from technology. It might be the best thing.
I get, like, say, I like even this program. I bluff my way through this. I'm amazed how many people think that I know what I'm doing. And got no clue. I'm kind of like a blind man in the dark with a flashlight. I just wander around and see what happens.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much. And I just tell people I'm no expert on this stuff. I just know enough to be dangerous and to really screw things up if I want to.
Yeah, I find it very fascinating. I really do. But this is and going back, tying this in with the Route 66 Centennial, I am really shocked by how many companies. First of all, how many companies do not have a functional website surprises me in this day and age. And number two, how many of these websites, even for tour offices, are unsecure? I find that just baffling. I'm just shocked.
Yeah, I really am too. I mean, it amazes me. And I drive my poor wife nuts with this stuff. It's gotten to a point where I need to do something. She just gives me her phone. She says, do what you need. Give it back when you're done. And I was changing stuff over, and I'm just requirements for some government websites for even passwords. It's like, you're only letting me use 8 character passwords? Really? And I'm shocked by both sides. You know, the companies that don't take care of our data, and then the people who, again, don't care about their security until something bad happens. It just, people's lives could easily be destroyed. A hacker can make a person homeless in a matter of minutes, and people don't take it seriously.
It's really shocking. That's stealing of homes, title theft. Mm-hmm. That one is really shocking how easily that can be is being done. And I'm not sure, but you know, I'm not seeing a lot of ways to protect yourself, so to speak. It seems like the weaknesses is on governments, county governments and state governments with property information.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's like everything's public knowledge. It's like I had a friend who, unfortunately, they lost their house at foreclosure, and it was public knowledge, and they were doing a Zoom court thing because the house sold for what was worth, so they actually were getting some money back. So some good thing was happening. But there was also the Zoom information was public, so there's other people on the Zoom, so make it look like they were part of it. And then these people were going after my friend saying, hey, if you want this money now, you got to do this and this and this. And then they're like, they tell my friend, you got to download this Cash App. And then you got to put $5,000 in there to prove that the app is yours and it's you. And I'm telling her, I go, you just lost your house. You have no money, but yet they want you to put in $5,000 on an app that is not government suggested or ran. I go, something's not right. And I warned her and and sadly she fell for it and lost $5,000 on top of losing her house.
Gosh, you know, and it's unfortunate, but we have to have an online presence. And this is another aspect of the Route 66 community. We're not ready for yet. For these stores to survive, the stores that had an online presence during COVID, not only survived, but a lot of them actually thrived. Mm-hmm. But without that online presence, like you mentioned with One Stop 66, if you don't have an online store and presence, you're really hurting yourself badly. And the website situation really fascinates me. A friend of mine with a multi-state marketing company she was showing me how few businesses actually have a functional website that'll work on different devices, mobile devices, tablets, things of this nature. And they're really surprising in this day and age. I find it very, very, very surprising.
Yeah, I do too, especially with the mobile devices, because who doesn't have a phone that they're staring at longer than they should, be honest.
If you're wanting to just going back to our original discussion here on your One Stop 66, now you also do like a clearinghouse for other people's products, correct?
Yes, we do. We were selling other people's stuff, just helping them out. That was the main goal actually for a long time. And I'm hoping to get back to that eventually, just not sure when, was to do that. And then COVID hit. And then that kind of put the kibosh on that part. So I was like, you know, we'll just sell our shirts for now and see how that goes and maybe take another direction and see what happens.
Very good. If should people contact you if they have a Route 66 store and they would like some help getting their products out like that?
Yeah. Again, we're on Facebook. You could message me on there, or you could email us at info@onestop66.com.
Very good. And I think you're going to be hearing a lot. We'll get the information out and circulating on the Centennial Initiative. I just put together a small report for Mojave County Economic Development and Tourism on upcoming Centennial projects and initiatives, because Kingman hasn't really got on done anything yet. We're just not on the ball. And I was explaining to him, you're already a couple years behind the eight ball on this one. So I was real surprised by the number of initiatives, statewide, national, and at community level, that's taking place. Here's a little something for you. A couple tour companies, Norwegian-based Hopalong Tours. Obviously, they don't have the full price yet because it's too far ahead, but they're already booking a special Route 66 Centennial Tour. I find that
really impressive.
Yeah, really, really impressive. Jim, I really appreciate you taking some time from your Sunday morning to do this. And I, for one, am very grateful for what you've done with One Stop 66 and now with the Centennial Initiative. I'm very grateful that you're doing that and very, very appreciative. And, of course, if there's anything I can do to help, you know, give a holler. The worst that'll happen is I'll laugh hysterically and just tell you that ain't happening.
Well, I appreciate all the help you do, and for me and for 66. I mean, I still remember getting my first book written by you by my mom. She gave it to me one Christmas, and I didn't even know who you were at the time. And then I got to meet you, and now we talk every so often, catch up on things, and it's been a joy.
Oh, well, you know, we do a lot of brainstorming, and you really give me a lot of inspiration provide a lot of ideas. And I'm, for one, greatly appreciative. I look forward to seeing you and Stacy in Illinois this year. It's on our calendar. I'm supposed to be a keynote speaker. And so tentatively, I'm, you know, barring accidental death or dismemberment or another apocalypse, I guess we'll be there.
That'd be great. I'm looking forward to seeing you and everyone else. Hopefully, more people will show up this year than last year. And
I think so.
Yeah, a lot of people I haven't seen in a while. I'm dying to see.
Does anyone out there have questions for Jim this morning? Yes. About Route 66, One Stop 66, the Centennial, cybersecurity? Any questions out there? Otherwise, we'll let Jim get to his brunch and we'll button us up and do this again, of course, next week, same time. And had a cancellation next week, but I'm working on that. And then July 9th, we're going to have author Ann Slanina with us. She has written a series of the Annie Mouse books, children's books. And she's got quite a fascinating story. Her last trip on Route 66 was plagued with she was chased across the country by storms, and then on her way home, she was chased across the country by storms.
Yeah.
Maggie's asking for the address again on One Stop 66.
It's info@onestop66.com.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome. Hey,
Jim, thank you so much for doing this. And, we'll do this again next week at same time. And meanwhile, in a little bit, probably within the next hour or so, I'll have this published. It'll be archived on our website, Jim Hinckley's America, with an embedded player. And, of course, it'll be on Spotify and other major platforms. Mr. Jim, thank you very, very much, and we'll be talking soon.
And thank you, sir. You have a great rest of the day, and we'll talk to you soon also.
Bye-bye, sir.
Bye.
My friends, until we talk again, you take care of yourself.
Say hello to a new friend.
Make a simple goal this week. Try to find a way to make this place a little bit better than it was when we got here.
Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
If you're tired of the rat race and you want to do something different, hey, the Wagon Wheel Motel in Cuba, Missouri is for sale. The oldest continuously operated motel on Route 66. And Cuba is an absolute gem. Got another career opportunity for you. Louis Keene at Uranus Fudge Company is doing a bit of hiring. My friends, you take care. And until we meet again, vaya con Dios, mi amigos. Adios.